We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Aled, which is the top line on page Memtes, the page following 96. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aled, Im lo tom ha-mekadesh, if the person who made Kiddush did not taste any of the wine, v'tom echol me-ha-mesubin kemlo lugmov, and one of the other people that were sitting around hearing the Kiddush drank emlo lugmov, pirish emlo piv, he drank a cheekful like we discussed last time, Yotza, then they are Yotzei. So if the one making the Kiddush doesn't want to drink the wine and he wants to give it to someone else that's being Yotzei with the Kiddush, that works. V'ein shtia shnayim mitzdarefes emlo lugmov. However, the drinking of two people cannot join together to make emlo lugmov. It has to be one person, but lav dafka the mekadesh, it could be someone else, but it's all or nothing. U'mikol mokom mitzvah min ha-muvchor she'yit'amu kulam. However, besides the chiyuv of a mlolugmov that the first opinion holds has to be drank by one person, there is also a mitzvah min ha-muvchor, a mitzvah in the ideal way that everybody should taste a little bit of the Kiddush wine. V'yesh omrim dekevan shebein kulam tamuk mlolugmov. There are those who say that since amongst everyone contributing together they drank a mlolugmov, Yatsu, they are Yotze, that's good enough. Dishtias kula mitzarefes l'kashir. The drinking of everyone combines together. So we have two shitas so far. Opinion number one said if the Mekadesh doesn't want to drink the wine, someone else can drink the wine as long as that person drinks a melalugmav. There is an inyan for everyone else to drink, but one person must drink the melalugmav. The Yesh Omrim tells us that if they all drink a little bit, or a few people drink a little bit, and it adds up together to a melalugmav, they're going to be yotze, because we can be mitzdarif to the shir. And now we have opinion number three, the gaonim sovrim, the gaonim hold, she'im lo tam ha-mekadesh lo yotze. That it's the most machmir, if the one who made the kiddush and not drink the wine, they're not yotze. So the first opinion was that anybody can drink the wine, but it has to be one person drinking a melalugmav. The second opinion was that we can have a few people drinking it together, melalugmav. And the third opinion is that we bedafka need a mekadesh to drink the melalugmav. The roi lochosh l'divreim, and says the mechaber, it is befitting that we should be concerned for their words, the gaonim, and to have one person, the mekadesh bedafka, drinking the melalugmav. Bedafka bekiddush. This halacha is dafka referring to kiddush. Aval b'shar dvorim ha-tu'unim kos, but by other things that require a kos, modim ha-gaonim desagi b'ti'imas acher. Even the Gaonim will agree, they'll be mode, they'll admit that it's enough for someone else to drink. So their hakpada is dafka by Kiddush. So those are the three opinions of the Mechaber. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kadan Samachta said, Echo me ha-mesubin, dekevan sha-mesubin shamu mitchila es ha-bracha. Since those who were sitting around heard from the beginning the bracha, v'hu kivin aleihem lotzion, and the one making the kiddush was mechavin to be motzi them. So mahani ti'imosam l'kulam. So their tasting of the wine, their drinking of a melalugma will help for everyone. Aval im shasa acher shelo kivin olav bebracha. But if someone else drank who the mevarach did not have in mind in his bracha, v'oso ha'acher berach mechadosh, and that person went ahead and made his own bracha to drink it, but he wasn't really covered by the kiddush, mashma she'ein yotzim b'ti'imaso, it's mashma, that would not work, that can't be the person to drink. V'dino ki'ilu nishbach ha'kos l'kamon, and by that person drinking it, that's as if the cup got spilled, and we'll follow the rules that we'll see in the next sif. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that it's bedafka, one of the mesubim that was there, that had in mind, and he was had in mind by the Mekadesh, that's the person that can drink, but another person cannot drink. If you look at note number 77, he writes, Ubumakum she'ein ha-mekadesh yochol lishtos mi'ayayin. In a situation where the one who's making Kiddush is not able to drink from the wine, v'yesh ben ha-shomim gam gedolim v'gam ketanim, and there are amongst those who are listening, there are gedolim, there are ketanim, the Shevet HaLevi writes, she'lechadchila yitein l'gadol lishtos. The best way is to give to a gadol to drink. Then ain gadol yitin l'katan. If there is no gadol, you give it to a katan, but ideally you should give it to a gadol. So we have two requirements. One is a person that was there for the kiddush and the mevarech had him in mind. And number two, ideally it should be a gadol. That is opinion number one, that a different person can drink it. And the Mechaber then said, according to this opinion, v'ein shtia shnayim mitzarefes l'melalugmav. You can't combine, according to this first opinion, different people drinking to join together in a melalugmav. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkadon Ayin, we need the Mevarech the one who made Kiddush to drink the wine himself, or a different person who is drinking it, they have to drink a shir that will give them a settled mind. Like we learned last time, we saw the Mishnah Samache, this Svara, that the reason why it's a Mumlugmav is that's what makes a person's mind settled. According to that, it was Pashit, that it has to be one person drinking the wine. We saw over there in the Shaar Tzion that brought other reasons, according to the Shitas that we'll see soon, that you could join together to Mumlugmav. It's obviously not a Svara in the person having Yishivadas, because if there are three people are splitting it, no one's having Yishivadas. So according to that, the Shaar Tzion told us another Svara, that it was the Chashivas of the coast. It was a din and how much you drink from the coast, not how much the person is drinking. But according to this first opinion that you can't split it up, it's the Chashivas of the person that's drinking that he has to have Tisyashev Daito in order for it to be good. So let's see what we're going to see. So that's the first opinion. Again, the first opinion being that one person should drink, and it doesn't have to be the Mekadesh, it could be someone else, but you can't join together different people. Then the Mechaber told us within this first opinion that Mikol Mokom Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar SheYitamu Kulam. However, there is a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar that everybody should taste from the Kiddush wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Aleph, Hainu Ti'ima Ba'alma. This is referring to have a little taste of the wine. Ve'ein Tzaruch Melo Lugmav Rak Le'echad. And you don't require Melo Lugmav except by one person. The cause of Amogen Avraham, the Amogen Avraham writes, the Mishayesh lo Yayin Ma'at, one who has a limited amount of wine, he only has a little bit, Mutav Sheyitom Echod Kashir, it's better that one person should drink the proper Shir, the Mulugmov, Vamesubin lo Yitamu Klal, and those who are sitting there should not even get a taste, Kedei Sheyishar Hanoser lo Mochar lo Kiddush Ola Havdola. If there's a limited amount of wine and you want to have exactly enough for tomorrow for Kiddush and tomorrow for Avdalah, so better that the person making the bracha or someone else will drink a Malugmav and no one else will get anything. This is rather obvious. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Ayin Gimel, he speaks it out. The after mitzvah min amuvcha sheyitamu kulam, even though as we just said in the Mechaber, that it is in fact the mitzvah amuvcha that everybody should taste the Kiddush wine, mutav sheyidocha zeh, it's best to push off this mitzvah amuvcha velo yidocha te'ima kashir m'lalugma v'lechad, and not to push off the drinking of a m'lalugma for one person. Te'dover zeh hu le'ikuva l'kama gedolei rishonim, because according to many gedolei rishonim, that's ma'akev if you don't have one person drinking a m'lalugma. U'kumo shekasati v'ralocha, like I wrote in v'ralocha, so therefore the Shaar Tzion is just being masbir that if you have one has to give, rather give up on the mitzvah mufchar of everyone tasting a little bit and make sure that one person, whether it's the mevarach or someone else, according to this first opinion, will drink the entire melugmav. The second opinion that we saw in the Mechaber was the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim was very lenient and it said, the kevan shebein kulam tamuk melugmav yatsu, as long as together it adds up what everyone drank to Melugmav, that's going to be good enough, because he holds that you could be Mitztaref the Shtiyah, unlike the first opinion said. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Ayin Beis, the Kevan Shebein Kulam, since everyone together joined together from Melugmav, it's good enough. Hainu B'dievid. This is only a din b'dievid. Aval l'chadchila l'kuli alma tzarech sheyitom ha-mekadesh kashir. But l'chadchila, everybody agrees that the one making Kiddush should drink the proper shir. Even the second opinion that's saying that you could do it, it's only a din b'dievid. It's not l'chadchila. L'chadchila, everyone agrees the mekadesh is the one that should really be drinking the proper shir of a melugmav. And then we had the third opinion, which was the most machmir, going in the other direction, and that was the shita of the Gaonim. They hold, Shem lo tom ha-mekadesh lo yotzo. If the Mekadesh did not drink the wine, no one else could do it. It has to be the Mekadesh. Now there's an interesting note over here that we'll see before the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at note number 79, he asks a very nice question. Amam l'kamam, we're going to see soon in Reish Ayin Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Sheyocho Adam Levarech La'achirim Es Birchas HaGefen Shel HaKiddush Afo Pi She'eno Shosa Me'ayayim. We're going to see later on that Afo Pi She'yotza Motzi, even if I already heard Kiddush, I was Yotze, I can make Kiddush with someone else, even if I'm not in need of the Kiddush itself. And included in that is not only the bracha, the brachas HaMitzvah of Kiddush, it's also the brachas HaYayim, which is the brachas HaNenin. So the Shulchan Aruch says later on that a person can make the bracha of the hagefen of the kiddush even though he's not drinking the wine. Kevan shebirchas hagefen ichovas hakiddush. Since the bracha of hagefen is really part of the chiyuv of kiddush, v'dino kekiddush hayom, it gets the same din of the bracha of kiddush. L'chor, this is totally against the Gaonim. The Mechaber over here says that the Gaonim say that the one making Kiddush must drink him lo lugmav, and the Mechaber says v'roi locho shel divrayim. And then the Mechaber goes and paskins later on that if I heard Kiddush in shul and I ate Kiddush and everything and I come home and I make a Kiddush with someone else, I can make Kiddush and make a boy pragofen and not drink anything, and he can drink and he can be yotzei. So what about the Gaonim that says that the Mekadesh has to drink the wine? So that's the question he's bothered with, and Rekiv Eger answers beautifully. Ubir Rekiv Eger sha'af l'das ha-ga'onim, even according to the Shita of the Gaonim, that the one making Kiddush must drink the Melalugmav, ain't shtiyas ha-mekadesh ma'akeves, elo kishiyotzei af ha-mekadesh yedei chavaso b'kiddush zeh. Zaki Rekiv Eger, what the Gaonim mean over here, when the Mekadesh is also being yotzei with his own Kiddush, so then he must drink the Melalugmav himself. But when he's coming in mitchila just to make Kiddush for others, and even the Gaonim would agree that it's not ma'akev. It's only ma'akev if he's making the Kiddush for himself and for others, then the Gaonim say he must drink the Kiddush wine. But if he's coming to make Kiddush for others, he already had Kiddush, so then Zakir Kiv Eger, the Gaonim themselves would not be say it's ma'akev, and therefore someone else could drink the wine. A beautiful chiluk that Kiv Eger makes. Let's see the Mishabura now on this in Sefkatan Ayin Gimel. Lochol Shel Divrayim, we said that it's Roy Lochol Shel Divrayim of the Gaonim that the Mavarech should drink the Melugmav, Lathir Kiv Eger, when he's being Yotze with the Kiddush as well. Says the Mishabura, Hainu Lizar Lachathchila, this is what should be done, to be careful about this Lachathchila. Ubidyevid iskimu habi achronim, ubidyevid, many achronim agree, da'afilu shtias kol ha'mesubim itzarfen l'mlalugmav, that really the drinking of all those who are around could be mesarf to a l'mlalugmav, like we saw in the second opinion. Ach shelo yisha ayidei shtias kulam yosem yichdi achilas pras. But if you're going with the bidyevid and having everyone drink a little bit and be mesarf to a l'mlalugmav, you have to make sure that that l'mlalugmav is going to be drunk by everyone together. It has to be within a short amount of time. It can't be spread out, a casual drinking. It has to be right away. And the last thing the Mechaber told us, and then we'll see a bir halacha, that it's dafka by Kiddush, but shar dvarim ha-ta'unim kos, modim ha-gorim v'sagi b'tim mas acher. It's dafka a din in Kiddush, but not a din in other things that require kol shel bracha, then anyone could drink it. Says the Mishabur in Ayin Dalet, shu dvar Torah. The reason why Kiddush Friday night is different is because Kiddush Friday night is the Araisa. The asmachu akro the kaddish al yayin. The kiddush itself is the raisa, we've said many times, and there's an asmachta that the kiddush should be made on the wine. In note number 80, he points out ul inyan abdullah kosel lekamon sheyesh deos barishonim chiyuvahu min haTorah o midivrei sofrim. When it comes to abdullah, that's already a machlokas in the rishonim if it's midaraisa or midarabonim. But certainly got the kiddush, which is the raisa, according to everyone. And the wine itself is a machlokas, as we saw, whether it's daraisa or just an asmachta, but there is certainly the zakpada of the gaonim. When you're being yotzi with the kiddush as well, that you must drink it and you can't pass it on to someone else. But anything else, other koshal bracha, you can in fact pass it on for somebody else to do the drinking. Let's see now the bir halacha of Divramaskal v'yesh omrim. This bir halacha of Divramaskal v'yesh omrim is going on the second opinion that we saw, that there is a shita that says that you can be mitzarif different people drinking together to get to the melalugmav. Says the bir halacha, ayin be'el yirabba shemitzadeh la'achriya la'alacha kedei azo. Look in el yirabba where it comes out that you should go like this shita la'alacha, mishum disvara rishona, because the first opinion that says you can't be mitzarif, that one person, whether it's the Mekadesh or someone else, must drink it, he raks svaras ha'rosh me'atzmo. That's only the shita of the rosh. The yirabba seems to say that's a das yochid. But Zok the Biralocha v'lo Nehira doesn't make sense. That Re'atosus b'yuma daf pei kosu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Because Tosus in Yuma writes b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Hatam shel melo lugmav l'gabe kiddush mishum yituvei daite. Like we said before, that the reason for drinking melo lugmav, like the Meshibura brought down, was because of Yishvadas, that a person should have Yishvadas. U'mishum ze eskimu shom, and because of that, they agreed over there, v'chem b'psochem kuvzayim b'tosus t'ramaskul im tam, that a bigger person has a bigger shear. If it goes by Yishvadas, so the Mlalugmav would depend on the size of the person. Because each person has Yishvadas when it's a Mlalugmav of him. Like we say by Yom Kippur. And Memela, according to this reason, Vadai the Svirulu Gamkein Karosh. They obviously hold like the Rosh as well, like we said before. If you hold the Svar as Yishev Adas, it has to be one person drinking it. It doesn't make sense to talk about Yishev Adas by having a Lugmav when you're splitting it between seven people. Because no one's having Yishev Adas. The whole Svar of Yishev Adas is that the person that's drinking it has Yishev Adas, so it's clearly Mashmah that one person drinks it. So how could the Eli Rabbis say that it's just a Shita of the Rosh, you don't have to worry about it? It's clearly the Shita of Tosus in two places. V'chein l'das ha-ga'onim, and he goes on, the Chavetz Chaim, it says, that's also the sheet of the ga'onim that we just saw, ha-muva batur, the svirlu de-davka ha-mekadish ba'atzmo tzarech lishas malugmav. So certainly according to the ga'onim that say the mekadish has to drink the wine, the vadai, for sure, the kol shekein, the lo svirlu de-lahani tzirech mikol ha-mesubim. Certainly the you can't join together. Right? If any one person can drink it, you can't combine. Certainly if only one person has to drink it, you certainly can't combine. It's the same idea. So how could the Eli Rabbi say it's only Shita the Rosh? It's Tosas and Shita, it's the Gaonim Shita. There are many Shita that hold this. Umasha Hiskia Ritva Bishema Tosas Eina Batosas Shilafanenu. And that which the Ritva brings for Tosas, that the Tziruf does work, that's not an our Tosas in front of us. The Muchach Mehem Ibcha. It's clear from our Tosas, not like the Ritva brings Bishema Tosas, that you can do the Tziruf. The Gam HaMechaber Sosam Hadeya Rishona B'Stama. Also, the Mechaber over here writes the first Shita as the Stam Shita, and then he brings the Yesh Omrim. So clearly, he brings that as the ideal Shita that there shouldn't be a Tziruf. Mashma Shesover Shekein Iker LaLocha. It's clear from the Mechaber that the Mechaber understands that's the Iker HaLocha, that there shouldn't be a Tziruf. The Alkein, therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, Av She'ein Limchos Biara Mekilin. Even though we should not protest against those who are lenient to allow people to join together, a few people drinking to the shir of a mlalugmav, Jeishlam Amilismov, they certainly have shitas to rely on. Mikomakom lechatchila nochon lizor bazem ma'od. Bazat the Chavetz Chaim, lechatchila, one should be careful about this very much. That one person should drink a mlalugmav, whether it's the Mekadesh or someone else. I mean, the Mechaber already told us it's Roy Lachosh and it should be the one making Kiddush. But even if you want to rely on the other Shita, but certainly it should be only one person, ideally, that's drinking the mlalugmav, but not to protest against those who don't do it the right way. Ubepracha Magen Avram Kosov Degama Yesh Omrim Shesovrim Demahani Tziruf Hu Rak L'Inyad Yevid. Certainly, Lefida Magen Avram, who writes that even that Shita that says Tziruf works, that shita is only b'dievid. So you're relying on a b'dievid shita, you're not relying on anything like hachilu. V'chein b'derach hachayim, v'shulchan atzei shitim, v'chai odom, lo ikilo rak b'dievid, all these other achonim are all only mekil b'dievid. V'dan yishno de b'derach hachayim, kosa de b'dievid mahani tziruv, kol ha-mesubin afilu otam ha-mekadesh klal. B'derach hachayim says that b'dievid, when we say that tziruv works, it's even if the mekadesh is not one of the people that's being mitzarif. So the mekadesh makes kiddush, and three other people are drinking it, not including the mekadesh, that even that would work b'dievid. That is the end of Sif Yudalud. And Amir Tashem, tomorrow night, we will begin Sif Tesvav, and we'll try to get to the end of the Simen. Yashikai.